This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture. From Kansas State University, Eric Atkinson here. This week, we welcome back in horticultural entomologist Raymond Cloyd, K-State Research and Extension, for a roundup on the prevalent insect activity we see in landscapes and gardens. You have a trio of pests you want to discuss with us, you say, today, Raymond, so right to it. Starting with one which is going after certain landscape ornamental trees, you tell us, fall webworm. What's happening with it?
Yes, Eric, we're seeing the first generation fall webworm. I've seen damage on redbud, mulberry, and birch. They create these nests in the trees, and unlike eastern tent caterpillar, they stay within that nest, which consequently makes them harder to control. What I recommend, if you can, is prune it out, burn it, put in your compost pile if it's active, because it's hard to get them with sprays because that nest protects them. So either live with it or prune it out. That's pretty much the recommendations for that, Eric.
What does a fall webworm look like? The webs are very telling. Anything else that people can go by here?
Yeah, the webs are very telling. These are, right now, they're probably about half an inch. They're cream-colored caterpillars with black dots on their top, two on each side of the abdomen. They create like skeletonization, but the damage is where the webbing is at, and that's where they're feeding. And like I said, when they feed, the web travels along with them and then provides protection from predators, parasitoids, spray application, things like, even birds have trouble. So in large trees, like we see in the second generation of walnuts and hickory, you know, you just live with it, or oaks. But on the young tree, like a young redbud, they can cause substantial damage, and you should probably prune it out at that point.
So then again, watch for fall webworm activity in those younger trees. Squash bugs in garden, what are you hearing about there, Raymond?
Well, we're hearing they're out, you know, and you know, right now the people looking for the eggs are all red, golden. Initially, they're on the leaf underside, and there is no silver bullet. You have to turn the leaf over. You can squish them by hand. You can apply a horticultural oil to smother the eggs. And of course, that will lead to fewer nymphs and then consequently adults later on in the season. So yeah, this is the time if you got zucchini or squash, pumpkin, anything in the family Cucurbitaceae, you need to start looking for squash bug eggs on leaf underside.
If you want to preserve the productivity of those particular cucurbit crops, get after those squash bugs right away.
Now, something you can also do, Eric, you can put little boards, like 2x4s or boards out in the garden, and the adults will hide under there, and you can lift them up and then vacuum them up, squish them, put them in soapy water. You can also do that.
Last thing we'll talk of here, grasshoppers in various landscape plantings, presumably, maybe even in vegetable gardens. What's the nature of this problem?
It's all the above, Eric. I mean, grasshoppers are feeding on ornamentals and vegetable crops. And, you know, we don't have any silver bullets for grasshoppers. I mean, you can spray, but because they come in, they're migratory, it's a continual battle. You can get a couple of young kids with badminton rackets and go out there and maybe swat them. But really, it's just you almost have to live with them. Just plant some extra, you know, ornamentals or vegetables and do it that way. Yeah.
There's no practical treatment against grasshoppers because of what, their mobility? Is that the main issue?
Well, they can hop around, and the adults do fly. They have wings. But there's so much vegetation around that, you know, again, if you're spraying, you're going to have to do it on a continual basis. And really, because of their mobility, it's not one of the most effective methods in my mindset. That's why I don't recommend it too often.
What do we know about their longevity? Once they start to build up in sufficient numbers, do they stay around for a while, typically in the summer?
They can, depending on the species and depending on the food sources available. Yeah. We've had cases where they can last several months. But again, that'll be contingent on rainfall and temperatures and post-plants available for them.
Raymond, as always, thanks, and we'll talk again in a few weeks.
Always enjoy it, Eric. Look forward to our next visit.
K-State horticultural entomologist Raymond Cloyd with us on this Plantarama, produced by K-State Research and Extension. And this is the K-State Radio Network.